Random House Audio presents Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It by Gary Taubes. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain. Author's Note: This book has been in the works for more than a decade. It began with a series of investigative articles that I wrote for the journal Science, and then the New York Times Magazine, on the surprisingly dismal state of nutrition and chronic disease research. It is an extension and distillation of the 5 years of further research that became my previous book, Good Calories, Bad Calories, 2007. Its arguments were honed in lectures at medical schools, universities, and research institutions throughout the United States and Canada. What I tried to make clear in Good Calories, Bad Calories was that nutrition and obesity research lost its way after the Second World War, with the evaporation of the European community of scientists and physicians that did the pioneering work in those disciplines. It has since resisted all attempts to correct it. As a result, the individuals involved in this research have not only wasted decades of time, effort, and money, but have done incalculable damage along the way. Their beliefs have remained impervious to an ever-growing body of evidence that refutes them, while being embraced by public health authorities and translated into precisely the wrong advice about what to eat, and more importantly, what not to eat, if we want to maintain a healthy weight and live a long and healthy life. I decided to write Why We Get Fat largely because of two common responses that I received to Good Calories, Bad Calories. The first comes